须又和大家在一起了。
One of the highlights of each month is the opportunity to prepare a sermon and to be with you.
他说我每个月都要有一次准备，怎么样如何来跟大家一起分享神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that it is a privilege to pray for you and to know that you pray for me as well.
他说大家老师知道，我觉得每个礼拜二每次要跟大家讲道，为大家祝福，为大家祈祷，你们也为我祝福祈祷，这是一种荣幸。
One of the things that I do each month in preparation is I ask God to lead me in the passage of Scripture or the things that I will talk to you about.
他说每次来讲到时我都要准备的时候我就在学习神的话语。
Over this past several weeks, God has just kind of laid several things on my mind.
在过去的这几个礼拜之中呢，神呢就把有些话语降临到我的心中。
But what was most significant was that of thinking about Easter.
但是其中最大的一点就是使我想起了复活节。
As you know, in about 3 weeks, the Christian Church across the world will celebrate Easter.
大家知道，再过大概三个礼拜左右，我们全世界的基督徒都要来庆祝复活节了。
I believe it's one of the most precious times in the life of a Christian.
他说，我认为这是我们基督徒一生中最珍贵的时刻。
When we are reminded of what God has done for us and the privilege that we have of being part of His family.
这个节日呢，是我们大家进一步意识到我们有这样的特权，作为神的儿女，他的复活给我们带来了永生。
Over my 50 years of ministry, there's been nothing more important than to see people come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
他说，在我过去50多年的相信耶稣基督徒的日子里，没有一件事比这个是更高兴的，就是我看到有弟兄姊妹不断地来相信主，成为他们的救主。
Each month as I prepare to speak to you, my prayer is always focused on that somehow I will be able to communicate with you about the joy of knowing Jesus as our Savior.
我每个月在准备讲道的时候，我常常就是想到，就是我这样的为大家祈祷，给大家讲道，就是最大的核心就是能够看到不断有弟兄姊妹相信主，相信耶稣。
One of the great blessings is to celebrate the fact that Christ rose from the grave.
他说最大的意义就是复活节的意义，就是说主耶稣从死里面复活了。
And that indeed He is alive today.
然后的确确主现在活在我们中间。
And if you know Him as your personal Savior, then you know He's alive in your life.
但是如果你们大家都把主作为你的救主的话，你就会意识到主活在我们中间。
The tragedy that surrounds all of us is the fact that there are many people who do not know Jesus as their Savior.
就是有一个很大的悲剧，是我们周围许许多多的人并没有意识到主可以成为他们的救主。
And do not recognize that He is alive today and that He's coming again.
所以那些没有得救的人，他们也没有意识到耶稣又复活了，他们也可以像耶稣一样复活。
So from the passage of scripture that we just read a few minutes ago, we are confronted with the things that who we are and what Christ has done for us.
我们刚才读到的那圣经，就是杨弟兄带我们读的那以弗所书那几节圣经，就提醒我们如何可以和主一样从死里复活。
So thus this morning we're going to ask the question, why Easter?
所以今天早上我们就提出这样的问题，为什么要有复活节？
Let me ask you this question, and you ponder it for just a moment.
这个问题是我今天提出的，所以你们大家可以思索一下。
If you could meet any person from the past and ask just one question, who would you meet and what question would you ask?
就好比过去你遇到任何人，你都可以问他这样的问题：你是谁？从哪里来？
There is a professor of philosophy who was not a Christian answered it this way.
有一个哲学教授，他并不是基督徒，他是这样回答这个问题的。
I would want to meet Jesus Christ and ask him the most important question in all the world.
他不是基督徒，但是他想说要问耶稣基督，如果有耶稣基督的话，这个世界是怎么一回事？
And here was his question.
然后这是他的问题。
Did you or did you not rise from the dead?
他说他问耶稣，你到底是不是从死里复活了？
You see, my Christian brother and sister, Easter is about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
大家都知道，复活节是关于耶稣基督从死里复活的。
Since Jesus did rise from the dead on that first Easter, he is alive then today.
既然大家都知道，从圣经里学到，耶稣基督的确是从死里复活，有了第一个复活节，那他今天一定和我们在一起。
And the good news is that we can know him in a very personal way.
好消息是我们可以从非常个人的角度来讲，我们都能理解、意识到他活在我们中间。
I'm sure that we would all agree this morning that relationships are very important.
我们今天大家都一定很清楚，就是人和人的关系是非常重要的。
They probably are the most important aspect of our lives.
这也许是我们人生当中最重要的关系。
When I think of the relationships that are closest to me, I think of my family.
我原来就是以为我人生中最重要的关系是我和我家庭成员的关系。
I think of my wife, of whom I've been married to over 50 years.
她就是想起她亲爱的太太，跟她已经结婚超过半个世纪了。
Really kind of interesting that I've lived with her longer than I lived with my parents.
他说这很奇怪，就是我跟我太太一起生活的日子，已经超过我跟我父母在一起的日子。
I think of my mother who tomorrow will celebrate her 97th birthday.
我的妈妈明年就要庆祝97岁的生日了。
What a relationship we have.
那我和我妈妈又是什么样的关系呢？
As a matter of fact, tomorrow, as we celebrate her birthday, we're going to have what is called a popcorn birthday.
明天就是她妈妈的生日，就是我们要过一个美国人叫什么玉米花的节日，生日。
I asked her the question, Mom, if you could have anything that you want, would it be candy? Would it be a big steak dinner? What would you want most? And she said, I want popcorn.
她说我问我妈妈，如果明天你的生日，你可以要任何东西，比如你可以要糖果，可以要一个大的牛排午餐，或者怎么样，你想要什么？她妈妈说，我想要这个爆米花。
And because of my love for my mom and my desire to please her,We've invited the family that lives here to come and join us tomorrow at 3:30 and celebrate a popcorn birthday party.
所以为了满足妈妈这边的高兴，明天下午我们邀请所有的亲友来开一个那个爆米花的生日 party.
All of that to tell you that relationships are important.
所以这些都跟妈妈说。关系是非常重要的。
My relationship with my wife, with my mom, with my children and my grandchildren.
我和我妈妈的关系，我和我太太的关系，我和我的孩子、孙子、孙女的关系都很重要。
As well as my relationships with many other people that God has put in my life over the years.
这关系同样重要，就是天父把我和我所有的其他亲友放在一起，这种关系同样重要。
It's all about relationships.
所有都是关于关系。
Christianity is first and foremost about a right relationship, then about rules.
就说我们基督徒这个和耶稣的关系也是比所有的其他的规定重要的多。
Christianity is about a relationship with a person.
就是这个基督徒的这种生活，其实讲的就是一个关系。
And it's more than a philosophy.
这比哲学更重要。
It's about a God who made us.
这是关于上帝是如何造我们出来的。
And my friends, just as passionate as I am about my mom and the birthday party we're going to celebrate, I'm passionate about Jesus Christ.
他说，就像我爱我妈妈，我愿意为妈妈做任何事，明天开个爆米花的 party 一样，我也同样爱我的耶稣基督。
So the second question that I would ask us this morning, besides why Easter, why do we need Jesus?
今天我们的第二个问题，除了刚才讲的为什么要复活节，第二个问题是，我们为什么要有做跟耶稣有这关系？
And very simply, the Bible tells us as we explore the Bible that you were created to live in a relationship with God.
耶稣啊，圣经里面告诉我们，我们被造就是要和耶稣基督产生一种关系。
We can go from Genesis to Revelation, and we see again and again, it's all about the relationship between God and His people.
我们从创世纪一直到最后一本叫什么？启示录，我们都可以发现，所有的圣经讲的都是上帝和我们之间的关系。
And may I say very clearly and very distinctly that until we find that relationship, there will always be something missing in our lives.
如果我们没有发现这个最重要的关系，我们人生总是有缺憾的。
There's one rock singer who said it this way: "I've got emptiness deep inside of me."
一个就摇滚乐的歌手很有名的，他说过一句话：“我的生命真是非常空虚。”
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but until that time that I established a relationship with God, there was an emptiness inside of me as well.
这个 Pastor Jim 他说，我不知道你们大家怎么样，但对我来讲，在我没有认识耶稣基督之前，我的人生也是非常空虚的。
People try to fill this emptiness with many, many things.
人们就是试图用各种各样的方法来填补自己的空虚的人生。
Sometimes it's money.
有的时候他们追求金钱。
Sometimes it's drugs.
有的时候他们追求毒品。
Alcohol and sex and many other things.
有的人追求酗酒，有的人追求性的败坏。
Although some would say that these things provide instant gratification,
他们认为这些东西可以给他们暂时带来一种心灵上面的充实。
But they leave you feeling very empty afterward.
但是过后呢，他们感到更加空虚了。
Nothing can fill the gap of emptiness but our relationship with God.
除了我们和天父建立起一种亲密的关系之外，没有任何东西能填补我们人生的空虚。
And it's what we have been made for, is to have a relationship with Him.
我们上帝造我们，就是要让我们跟耶稣建立一种关系。
In one passage, Jesus says it this way.
有一段经文，耶稣这样说。
I am the bread of life.
我是人生的面包。
He is the only one that can satisfy our deepest hunger.
耶稣能解决我们最最大的饥渴。
And because we've been separated by sin, He is the only one who can restore our relationship.
因为我们被罪所沉浸，只有耶稣能够把我们从罪中解救出来。
He makes it possible for us to have a right standing with God.
耶稣给我们建立了一种标准，这样可以和基督建立关系。
He satisfies our hunger.
他解决了我们的饥渴。
And He satisfies our hunger for forgiveness as well.
同时宽恕了我们所有的罪。
So today, Jesus becomes the heart of Easter, and the reason of which we celebrate Easter is the fact that He has come to give us new life.
所以今天我们纪念了今年复活节，就是因为耶稣复活了，他在我们心中。
Listen to this carefully. Jesus is the only man who was chosen to be born.
请大家注意听前面这句话。耶稣基督是唯一上帝所选择的，让他诞生的一个人。
And he is one of only a few who was chosen to die.
他就是没有几个人是像耶稣这样的，他是生出来的时候就注定他要这样去死，为我们大家去死。
Jesus said the entire reason for him coming was to die for us.
耶稣基督他来到这个世上唯一的目的，其实就是为我们的罪去死。
In another passage of scripture, we're reminded he came to give his life as a ransom for many.
另外一段经文就是说，他来到这个世上为我们去死，实际上就像那些人质一样，去付了赎金，为我们付了赎金，为我们的罪。
In the 14th chapter of the book of John, he gives to us clearly the path by which we can come to him.
约翰福音有一章就讲到他为什么来到我们这边。
He says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." And no one comes to the Father but by me.
他说我就是道路，我就是生命，我就是光。没有人能够到父那里，不通过我能够到父那里。
Isn't it wonderful today to be able to know as believers that we have a Savior who loves us so much that's given us perfect directions of how to have a relationship with Him?
是的，今天过着非常非常荣幸的生活，就是有这样一位救主为我们献出生命，使我们和上帝能够建立起这样一种关系来。
The world around us is looking for guarantees.
我们这个中国的世界呢，都寻找一种担保，各种地方都有卖保险的。
We want guaranteed health care.
我们健康有健康保险。
We want guaranteed life income until we die.
我们有人寿保险，如果我们死亡的话，家人可以得到补偿。
We want one guarantee after another.
我们有一种担保，一种保险到另一种担保，另一种保险。
And all of the systems and all of the methods the world has put together, there's nothing like the guarantee which Jesus gives to us.
所有人世间的各种保险、各种担保，都比不上耶稣基督为我们做出的担保。
Having been a Christian well over 60 years now, I can say without a shadow of doubt, Jesus is alive.And he's my savior.
我做了六十多年基督徒，我可以毫不夸张地说，只有耶稣才是我们的救主。
And the passion that I ask you today is why Jesus, why Easter?
今天我要问大家的就是，为什么要有耶稣基督？为什么要有复活节
？Because he wants a relationship with you.
主要就是因为他想我们建立起这样一种关系。
So why did Jesus die?
为什么耶稣会死呢？
Jesus said he died for us.
耶稣说他是为了我们而死亡。
The word for means instead of us.
这个里面就是为我们死，这个为呢在英文里面其实它的意思就是为我们代替我们去死。
Someone else has taken the penalty, the price of sin, placed it on themselves that we might be set free.
就说我们本来是罪人，我们应该去死，像耶稣基督把所有这些我们的罪都担当起来，他替我们去死了。
Brothers and sisters, he did it because he loves us.
他这样做，因为他爱我们。
And he did not want us to pay the penalty for the things that we have done.
他并不希望我们为我们死自己所犯下的过错而去承受那些罪责。
He says, I will take all of these things on myself.
他说我要把你们所有的罪过都担当起来。
In other words, he died to set us free.
也就是换一种话说，他死了给我们换来了自由。
You ask, free from what?
你们说这种自由是为什么呢？
Free from guilt.
就是从所有的罪过里面得到自由。
You remember the passage of scripture that says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
大家记得经文里面讲的吗？就是罪的代价是死，但是耶稣复活，耶稣基督使我们人人都得救。
Free from addiction.
我们就可以免除那些各种不良嗜好的那个纠缠。
Free from fear.
我们也会可以免除恐惧。
Free to know God.
我们可以免费知道了解耶稣基督的福音。
Free to love God.
然后我们可以有热爱耶稣的自由。
And free to change.
然后我们可以自由地改变我们原来的老我。
I want to encourage you to go back later today or even this week and to reread the verses that you read this morning from Ephesians the second chapter, verses 1 through 10.
我希望大家在今天结束以后或者在这个礼拜有时间大家回头再来读一读今天我们读的经文以弗所书这个经文是这样记得第一到第四节好像。
Let me draw some words from these verses that we find in that passage.
我再把里面的有些内容再来重复。
The passage says we're dead.
这个经文说我们死了。
It says we're separated.
我们被分离了。
It says that we are foreigners.
我们其实是一种外邦人。
We're without hope.
我们是毫无希望的。
And we're without God.
我们就是和神是没有关系的。
But it reminds us about God's grace as well.
但是这个经文也提醒我们神的荣耀。
So once I was dead, but because of God's grace, I'm now alive.
我们尽管死了，但是因为有神的荣耀，我们又复活了。Once
I was separated from God, but because of God's grace, now I am together with Him.
我们曾经和神分离，没有信心耶稣的时候，现在我们因为耶稣的死，我们又和他团聚了。Once
I was a foreigner, but because of His grace, I'm now a citizen of heaven.
我们曾经是外邦人，但是因为神耶稣的救赎，我们现在是和他在同一天国里。Once
I was without hope, but because of His grace, I now have hope.
我们曾经是毫无希望的罪人，现在我们因为神的救赎，我们又充满了希望。And
once I was without God, but because of His grace, I'm now in Christ.
我们曾经没信主的时候，我们是充满罪恶之中，现在我们信了主，我们得到了永生。
And my friends, all of this is for our benefit.
所有这些都是我们从神那里得到的好处。And
as God's grace reaches more and more people,
等到神的荣耀降临到越来越多的人世人的时候,
there will be great thanksgiving.
那就是有更大更大的感恩。And
God will receive more glory.
天父就得到更大的荣耀。
And He will also bring us into His glory. God bless you. And I trust that you know Him and you have a personal relationship with Him. That's what Easter is all about.
Amen.
Amen.